You are locked into Locked On Badgers on a Wednesday morning, and Ben and I are hoping that in this episode, as we recorded on a Tuesday afternoon, we'll have some breaking news to get to. We were recording this right before Joe Brunner, the number one player in the state of Wisconsin, is set to make his decision, a 2022 offensive lineman from Whitefish Bay High School out of Milwaukee. Hopefully, we can react live to Joe Brunner's decision at the end of this episode, so it should be a very fun one. Stick around for the end, as hopefully Joe Brunner becomes a Wisconsin Badger live right here on Locked On Badgers. My name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny. We're the team at BadgersWire.com. We are former Wisconsin students. We bring you the former insider student perspective right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, filled with stats, special guests. And if you haven't listened to our special guest episode on Monday, Curtis Neal did join us. Make sure you go back and check that out. And Ben, I think a special guest lined up for Friday as well. We'll tease that a little bit more later in the show. All things Badger sports right here on Locked On Badgers, Wisconsin football, basketball, and more. Today's episode, like I said, we're going to get to Joe Brunner's breaking news commitment, hopefully at the end of the show. But we're going to start, Ben, with Graham Mertz's t-shirts, with Colin Wilder's t-shirts, with a whole new era of college sports.
I think you need to edit the intro, the lead to this show. And instead of the former student perspective, how about the half verified perspective?
This is the half verified podcast, Locked On Badgers. Guess who's verified? Guess which one of us is verified?
It's atrocious. Actually, it'd be pretty clear which one of us is verified.
It is. You can just see it on twitter.com. That beautiful blue check. Ben, I haven't drunk anything but top shelf wine in the last 3 days that I got verified. I have like 5 new suits I bought, and it's all I wear now, Monday through Friday. And as we record this, I'm wearing about a $5,000 suit right here.
Now you take it to yourself to get pissed off at every airline when they mess up. You know, when people bring their complaints, your job to go be like, you United.
I'm going to buy like the cheapest ticket ever and then be like, wait, no, I thought I bought first class. Look at my Twitter.
Yeah, get out of here, Southwest.
You're not going to put me in the first row? I'm verified. What are you doing here? What are we doing?
One day, man.
Los Angeles, Ben. It's a clout city. It's a city that relies on its clout, especially when people move here. No Los Angeles rants, though. Let's go to NIL. Speaking of clout, a lot of players are going to try to get some and get some money and make some money with this whole name, image, and likeness business. So a little background real quick. There's been a whole NCAA saga for the last 5-6 years pushing for this. And it really started in this decade, but it picked up a lot of steam in the last year, 2 years. I think the pandemic actually sped it up, if anything, sped it up with the whole trying to unionize. Remember the players union that Bohannon was trying to form in basketball and all that good stuff. And then the football players union they were trying to form with the Big Ten Players United thing. That whole thing sped it up. But now, as of Wednesday, as of this episode coming out, name, image, and likeness laws have taken effect in every single state. From the NCAA, it happened in the Supreme Court, it happened in the Senate, it was a whole political movement, and now players will be able to, with some restrictions, players will be able to benefit from their name, image, and likeness, which means selling merch, which means maybe doing some cameo appearances, maybe doing autograph signings, anything that they can benefit on, make money on with their own name, image, and likeness, they are now allowed to do. And Graham Mertz, Ben, Wisconsin's quarterback, was one of the first guys to really get into this on Twitter yesterday and start his own brand.
So I'm going to preface this by saying I'm pro college athletes being able to make money off of all of this. I'm pro the entire movement. I think it's great for the future of the sport, all the sports. I think it's necessary. But let's talk about Colin Wilder's shirt for a second. Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I've seen both of them.
So Colin Wilder released a shirt. Graham Mertz took a picture. It was on his Instagram story, it looks like. And the shirt is literally Baby Groot sitting and drinking juice.
Bring your own juice. That's what Colin Wilder is trying to say. Bring your own juice. No, I've seen the shirt.
It's the same character.
I've seen the shirt. Wisconsin safety Colin Wilder did drop his own shirt. Gave one to Graham Mertz already. Graham Mertz dropped a logo, Ben. And I don't know if you saw the comments. The logo was cool, but the comments, one of the top comments in that was that this logo was another company already. Like the exact same logo was already used by another company. I don't know. Yeah, there it is. Ben, show me right now. Whatever Gorilla.
Yeah, I don't know. It just has another line, like moving a different direction.
Yeah, that company is a similar logo to Mertz's logo, but nonetheless, I got five on it. It was a nice little video breaking it.
I heard a funny joke today that it's pretty clear that he's focusing and training hard for the season if his logo is so similar to the other ones, because clear that not much time was put into it. I heard that said.
Exactly. Exactly. Colin Wilder recently watched Guardians of the Galaxy after he was done with a full day of practice, and he got inspired, and that was all the time he had. The clothing line is interesting, though. The clothing angle is interesting. We're going to see a ton of guys do this in the next few weeks, in the next few months, drop their own clothes, hats, socks, shoes, whatever the heck it is. And I think it might become, I've talked to a couple of people that are in this space, the name, image, and likeness space, working with companies that are helping athletes to get themselves going in this space. It's a brand new thing. Everyone's trying to navigate it and make money on it, obviously, want to help themselves and build a brand. And I talked to some people, and they both said, two different people said, they think the clothing angle will become the most oversaturated of these markets, and that the real money will be with no overhead, where you don't have to spend a lot of time, and you don't have to spend a lot of time managing product and, you know, making sure shipments get out and all that. Like players don't have time to do that. They're working essentially two full-time jobs. They're a full-time student and a full-time athlete. And just because name, image, and likeness comes around doesn't mean you're not going to class anymore at all. And it obviously doesn't mean you're not playing football 24/7 and focused on that 24/7. So the clothing thing is tough, I think, for some guys. Some guys will succeed with it, I'm sure. But others, I don't know. I think it could be an issue for some of them in terms of actually trying to run a business while playing football. But that being said, autographs, cameos, that stuff just requires like 5 minutes. And you make easy money. The only overhead is yourself and your time. So I think that could be a really cool angle for a lot of these guys, whether it's autograph signings, partnerships with like a radio station, you come to an event, you know,
podcast,
what I mean? A partnership with a certain podcast. Huh. You never know. You never know. Locked On Graham Mertz, he can sponsor his own episode, I guess. I don't know.
It's one of those like daily appearances that Bill Belichick did on New England Sports Radio. So exactly. He got too pissed off at all those guys. No, but I think, and kind of with what you were mentioning, also just like endorsing things. Let's say they have a big Instagram following or a big Twitter following, endorsing whatever product, stuff that doesn't take as much time. I mean, I do have a couple friends that are trying to start a clothing line right now, and it does take a lot of work. So I agree with you. It is something that a lot of people will go into, but it's tough to succeed in general in that. In terms of football, I mean, I've talked about this on this podcast. This is all going to help Wisconsin a lot, because if you're a guy like Graham Mertz and you could go to an Ohio State or a insert big school here and wait a year or two, maybe three, redshirt, and then not even start until you're a sophomore or junior, because the school has that much talent at quarterback or whatever position, going to that school, let's say like Texas, is very different than going to a Wisconsin, which is a big state. The Badgers are the biggest college thing in that state. And there's a huge fan base and market for the program. Are they winning national championships like Alabama at this point? Absolutely not. But you can come in there, and if you're starting as a redshirt freshman or early at quarterback, running back, whatever, like, you're a star in that state. So I would argue that Wisconsin offers more, as much, if not more, stardom, you know, from the star on the football team as any other state, if you come in as one of these highly hyped guys. So I think more people will take a Graham Mertz-like path once we get years into this whole thing, and players kind of master the whole thing. Not to mention Wisconsin's partnership with, I forget, Open Doors, I believe.
Open Doors.
So that, like, Wisconsin's even putting in a system to help their athletes maximize these rules. So I think it is going to help the program in a lot of ways, as well as the players.
And I would add to that and say that the football playoff expansion would only help that as well, because if you're not only able to benefit off your name, image, and likeness, but also then have a much easier path to the playoff with, say, 10, 12 playoff teams, whatever our expansion becomes, I think Wisconsin becomes more attractive with both of those options. And Ben, by the way, another guy that might be choosing between a Notre Dame, Ohio State, and a Wisconsin coming up a little later today is Joe Brunner. And is there a better place to capitalize on name, image, and likeness and your brand as an offensive lineman?
Absolutely not. No.
No chance.
We have, I believe, exactly 6 minutes until he commits.
We do, so, which is why before he commits, I'll get to a quick message from rockauto.com, today's sponsor. Rock Auto is the place to go to find any car part you need at a wholesale price online from the comfort of your home. Don't go to a dealer. Don't get taxed. Don't pay a ton of money for the same part. Go to rockauto.com and get that part at a wholesale price from a family-run business online at rockauto.com. Do it yourself. Fix it yourself, whether it's brake lamps, whether it's taillights, any of that stuff, you can make sure to get it at rockauto.com. And in their How Did You Hear About Us box, with their wide variety of selection on the website, with their catalog, once you have navigated that catalog and you get to that checkout area, hit that How Did You Hear About Us box, throw in Locked On in that How Did You Hear About Us box to let them know that we sent you here at Locked On Badgers. rockauto.com, the best parts at the best prices with a family-run business. Joe Brunner just a few minutes away from committing. Ben, should we do a little background on Joe before we get hopefully some breaking news?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a free breaking news sound effect to use. But yes.
Our homemade soundboard is hard at work here as we get ready for Joe Brunner
mode
to commit to Wisconsin. Hopefully, or to Ohio State or to Notre Dame. Those are the big three right now for Joe. All three of those are warm on the trail, according to 24/7 Sports. Joe Brunner, a little background real quick on him. Whitefish Bay High School, Milwaukee, Wisconsin native, the number one player in the state of Wisconsin in 2022, 6'6", 300 pounds, offensive tackle. He's played on both sides of the ball, though, Ben, in high school, played as a defensive tackle and as a right tackle at Whitefish Bay. Was a first-team all-conference player this past year, was an AP All-State honoree, the North Shore Conference Offensive Lineman of the Year. He took visits in this last month alone, Ben, June 4th to Wisconsin, June 11th to Ohio State, June 18th to Notre Dame. So back to back to back, every single weekend, he was at one of those three places. It's fresh in his mind. His mind is made up, and he's ready.
So I did some math this morning as the former math aficionado that I am. I took up to Calc 3 in college. Don't ask me why.
Wow.
I did some math today. So Wisconsin's class at this point, 2022 class, with all of the recent commitments they've gotten, including Avion Jones recently, is up to number 44 in the country, 12th in the Big Ten. That obviously after last year's finish at number 16 in the country. If the Badgers land Brunner today, as well as the other top in-state guys, Carson Hinsman, Billy Shrouth, Isaac Ham, all who they are definitely in the running for, but those recruiting races are not done yet. If they land all four of those players, which would start with Brunner in about 5 minutes, their class would rise at this point in the process up to 13 in the nation. There is, like, the firepower in the state of Wisconsin is real in this class. And I mean, these are the decisions, one we're going to hear in 3 minutes, that will define their recruiting cycle.
100%, 100% will. And Joe Brunner, also the top guy in the state and the top of the Super Six, the much hyped Super Six in Wisconsin, of which one of those players already went to Penn State in Jerry Cross. But there is serious potential for Wisconsin to land all the other five of the top six guys in the state. And actually, technically, I believe Barrett Nelson right now, according to 24/7 Sports, Ben, is that number six guy. Wisconsin obviously already landed Miles Burkett as well, who is number eight in the state right now, according to 24/7 Sports. But Wisconsin recently landed offensive lineman Barrett Nelson, number six overall. And Wisconsin has crystal balls, Ben, on 24/7 to the three of the top four guys in the Badger State, if you include Joe Brunner. So this is a big domino, a big maybe we'll use that favorite phrase of this podcast. This could be a bit of a snowball effect.
Yeah.
A snowball effect if Wisconsin lands Joe Brunner.
Yeah, or maybe we get to text Curtis Neal and say, hey, thanks for helping bring Joe Brunner to Wisconsin.
That is true. They were on a visit together. He did say that on Monday, and we're about 3 minutes away now from Joe Brunner's commitment, and we'll be getting to that in just a sec, reacting live. Ben, do you have a breaking news sound effect of any kind?
I do.
Let's go. Are we sure it's not going to get taken down from Spotify and demonetized?
Yes, it literally says breaking news sound effect, no copyright.
Have you listened to it yet?
Yes.
Good. Because that could be interesting. Would you on the Bill Michaels show just play a sound effect like that without listening to it.
I have that much
chutzpah, as we say.
Yeah, I have done that. I actually did that today.
Without listening to it, you just played it off the YouTube.
No, because we have this drop board and half of the drops I haven't heard, but there's no way for me to like preview the drops. Like if I click it, it plays. So there was one, he's way too high on the Bucks right now. So I played a sound effect. He's talking about how he agrees with Charles Barkley and it says it's a trap. It went well.
Well, like, agreeing with Charles Barkley is always a trap in basketball.
That was my point.
So I'm excited. I'm very excited for your sound effect. I'm glad we're not going to get sued for it. By the way, we did want to play when I came on this episode with Ben before we started recording. I did want to play Darude Sandstorm as our commit. We just got a commit song. We'll be able to just make. Okay, I have an idea, Ben. My new shtick. All right, here's my new Twitter shtick. Now that I'm a blue check guy, I got to get serious. So here's what I'm going to do. You know how like a lot of different Wisconsin guys have a thing for commits?
Yes.
Evan Flood has like the burgers.
Yes.
And there's obviously the hashtags. But a lot of guys will post.
You're going to start tweeting sandstorms?
I'm going to tweet a YouTube link to that song every single time we land someone.
As a unverified
that's
man.
J. Whoa. That's Big J.
Breaking news. 4-star offensive lineman Joe Brunner, the number one player in the state of Wisconsin in the class of 22.
Whoa.
Is staying home and committing to the Wisconsin Badgers.
Let's go. Wisconsin lands the 4-star number one player in the state. Their biggest get in the class of 2022, a guy that was heavily linked to Notre Dame at times in this recruiting cycle, but a guy that after visiting all three places this month, ultimately chose Wisconsin. Breaking reactions in just a sec, but first a quick message from Built Bar. Built Bar is the best protein bar in the game. And man, I need to send a box over to Joe Brunner's house right now. 9 delicious flavors, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. There is something for everyone. My favorite flavor, mint brownie, of course. But I love all 9 of them. That's why I get a mixed box. 2 of each of the 9 flavors come in that mixed box. And the protein, 17 to 18 grams in each bar, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 130 to 180 calories, healthy, amazing taste. Order today right now. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKED15, all caps, LOCKED15, and get 15% off your first order. LOCKED15, they will not let you down. Get a mixed box at BuiltBar.com right now with that code LOCKED15. Joe Brunner is a Badger, Ben.
I was, checking my sources to see if we could play Mike Breen say bang like 4 times in a row. That's my first reaction. This is a massive snowball effect type of commitment for Wisconsin. These are the recruits that I've said 1,000 times that they need to land for their 2022 class to be deemed a success. They could put together a class and end up competing with it, but getting these top in-state guys, and it's a pretty loaded class in the state of Wisconsin. This is a massive, massive first move, which with what I said earlier, now we turn to Hinsman, Shrouth, and Ham to see if they can follow it up. But I like this is great news. After the slow start, after the Saeed Khalif leaving and Gephardt behind him, getting Brunner's huge. And they're now like moving, like they're on the right track in their class. Like you're seeing the class come together. And now hopefully they can get the other Wisconsin natives in the class of 2022.
I cannot wait to see if this is the domino that leads to getting Ham, that leads to getting a bunch of guys at the top of the Badger State. Ben, this is a huge get for Wisconsin. This is a guy that, once again, back-to-back recruits now that Wisconsin has landed over Ohio State. 2 guys that took visits to Ohio State that both chose the Badgers, and that's a really good sign.
Hot seat Ohio State, baby. Is Ohio State crumbling? Should I ask that question, Mr. Blue Checkmark?
Is Ohio State crumbling?
I'm kidding.
Ohio State is definitely not crumbling. But the Badgers are back on the rise, Ben. It was a tough couple weeks in the department, and all of a sudden things look like they're trending back in the right direction, probably because of a lot of work that those guys did before they left, though. But but things are trending back in the right direction in terms of, as we say, setting the standard. As always, on Wisconsin, Joe Brunner's a Badger. Ben found some breaking news that breaking news sound effect we could actually play legally. That was a lot of fun.
We'll see you on Friday for a member of the 2022 class joining the show. Hint, not hint. Going to say who it is, but it's going to be a great interview.
Hint, hint.